high time now for our tune of the week.
Come on, let's go.
This is the Media Industry Guru Show, the show that exposes you to entertainment, music, film, TV, and tech.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Hey, Benji, welcome to the Media Industry Guru Podcast. Very happy to have you on and looking forward to hearing all your adventures in the content creation space, especially within collecting vinyls.
Corpse, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here and tell you all about my journey with vinyl, my journey with content creation. It's been a wonderful journey for me, and I always have so much fun doing it, and I'm excited to share about that with you.
So what got you interested in collecting vinyls to start with? And especially, I'm curious to hear more about like your favorite genres.
Yeah, so my collection started about 14 years ago, and it started by accident, I guess. That's a good way to put it. I 2009, and the Beatles albums were all remastered and put out in brand new CDs. And a video game came out called Beatles Rock Band. And I was already a big Beatles fan to begin with, all these new releases and remasters really solidified and cemented my love for the Beatles. And I learned way more about them than I ever knew. I already knew most of their songs by then, but I learned the difference between, you know, the British albums and the American albums, and learned a lot more of their history. But I also learned that there were some singles released in the 90s that had bonus tracks that at the time were not available for streaming or on iTunes. Mm. And to this day, they're still not, actually.
Wow.
Most of them anyway. So I went on Amazon with my parents' help. I was only 14,
mm-hmm.
or Prime. And I wanted to start with the first one, the first reunion single from 1995, Frieza Bird. It had three bonus tracks on it. And these bonus tracks are, like I said, still not available anywhere else. You could probably find them on YouTube, but that's it.
Wow.
We ordered the CD on May 2nd, 2009. I don't remember when it came, but it must have been a few weeks. But when it did arrive, I opened it. I got a record instead of the CD. And at first I was a little annoyed, but then it quickly became intrigued and excited that I had this piece of vinyl, this format that all my favorite music was originally released on.
Sure.
And it just kind of started from there.
And did you have a record player at the time, or did you have to buy one?
No, it took me about a year. This was right around the time of my 14th birthday.
Okay.
And I didn't get my first turntable until my 15th birthday, about a year later. The few times I played the record before then was at my grandma's house.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. And I know you're also publicizing this on your platform. I'm curious to hear what has been your experience within the content creator landscape, especially connecting like music and vinyls, because I know it's coming back, but at the same time, digital is playing such a huge force of the music industry with the streamers.
My experience in the online community, in the content creator community, has been overwhelmingly, for the most part, positive. Here's the thing, though. You know, a lot of content creators, they really totally put themselves out there, and they publish everything about their life online. They'll take videos anywhere and everywhere they go. But for me, I just post about music and vinyl. And occasionally I share what bagel I'm having. But that's another. And the thing is, vinyl is a pretty niche thing. While it's very popular now, it's still, like I said, niche. So, you know, having a page dedicated to a pretty niche interest, just posting about music.
Sure.
And I don't share my last name, I don't share personal information. And, you know, it's really kept me, it's kept a nice balance between my personal life and my content creator life. And I know that I'll stop doing this when listening to records starts becoming more of a chore than it does being. And so far that hasn't happened yet. I mean, don't get me wrong. Whenever I play a record, I usually do take a video of it anyway. But once I'm done with that, I do always sit down and listen and enjoy it.
Sure. Yeah. When the passion becomes an endeavor for work, it doesn't feel like work. And when it does, then you start to think and contemplate and then maybe want to pivot. So it's good that you're still in that phase, and hopefully for a long time. thinking about just vinyls and music and collecting valuable items.
Yeah, most times when I go, I go to record stores and I go to vinyl fairs. Most times I go to those, I just go there because I want to buy records. I want to see friends. I do sometimes take videos there. I'm just Benji the vinyl collector, or not vinyl Benji. As long as, I like to keep a good balance between that,
Sure.
between because it's important to me to still have fun.
Nice. And do you have any favorite memorable experiences with your career being a content creator and collecting vinyls, or any rewarding experiences but also challenging at the same time?
I challenging experiences, I'm sure, but as soon as you said positive, rewarding experiences, one particular story came to mind. And this
Okay.
happened a few months ago, actually. Go, as I mentioned, go, my first record was the first Beatles reunion single from 1995, Free as a Bird. Now, fast forward to this year, back in November, a third and final reunion single, Now and Then, came out. And I was very excited. I pre-ordered a good, most of the vinyl variants that came out, but there were two I didn't. And I originally wasn't going to because I said, I don't need all these. But then the day the vinyl came out, I said, you know what? I should get them. And I knew also I wanted to be able to do a video about it. The day before the vinyl came out, I did call my local record store and I prepaid. I got there. I did film. I took video of me walking towards there. I got video of the owner of the store handing the vinyl to me. I got video of the crate with the records in it, and I asked one of the guys at the desk to take a video of me holding the records, getting excited. And then I get home and I'd ordered this sweatshirt that they put out for to promote the song, as well as the reissues of the Red and Blue albums, these compilations that came out in the 70s. That happened to come that day, which worked out. I filmed myself at my record shelf over there, opening the records, showing what they look like. Got some shots of them playing on my turntable. Got
Wow.
all the things I needed. And somewhere in this time, I remembered I did have video of me from when I was 15 showing my first record.
Wow.
And I used that as well. And I put the video together with the song, got it up on Instagram and TikTok. And it did very well. It got many thousands of views, which I kind of was expecting for something like this to happen with the new Beatles song. Fast forward to about 4 days later, I was just getting out of the barbershop. I got a haircut, and this video came up in my feed from the Beatles, and it was a whole bunch of clips of people's fan reactions to the song Now and Then. Watching it, I was watching it. It was very cool, and all of a sudden, there I was.
Wow.
And it was very exciting. And I put in my story. I was answering messages. I was in my car in front of the barbershop for about 10, 15 minutes. Before I finally re looked closer at the video, I was also the thumbnail of it. So if you go to the Beatles Instagram, you have to scroll down a bit now. It's been a few months, but if you go to the Beatles Instagram and TikTok, actually, you will see my face. And it's still something I get really excited about. The Beatles, my favorite band of all time, and my face being on their social media is un. Excuse my fucking language, it's fucking unreal. And the thing is, from a marketing perspective, I understand I was wearing this new sweatshirt and I was holding two copies of the single, so it makes sense. They wanted to sell their product, but I was still flattered as hell and still on. And the video on Instagram got, I think right now has 2.8 million views, and on TikTok it has 5.6 or something like that.
Wow,
So my
that's
face has
incredible.
been seen by millions and millions of people. It's just incredible. It's
Yeah,
really
definitely
Really good.
impressive with those impressions, no pun intended, but no,
<No.
it's
laughs>
quite a really cool accomplishment and highlights as a content creator, kind of in a nutshell, what you do. And in terms of upcoming endeavors, do you have any personal or professional goals? I usually ask this with people I interview, any upcoming endeavors, projects, exciting things in the works?
Well, I just got a new job, a new full-time job. I started a social media marketing agency out on Long Island. This was my very first week. So far, so good. I've been adjusting very well to it. All my social media jobs up until this one have been in-house, working with one client, maybe two. This is my first time really being in a place where I have multiple clients. Right now, I have eight companies that are under my work. And
Wow.
So my goal is to just, you know, do well in this job and learn more and expand my skills with social media and marketing.
Sure.
As one does. As for Vinyl Benji, I do want to keep it going. I do love doing it. It's going to be hard now because, you know, I started taking Vinyl Benji more seriously and started putting more effort to it during the pandemic, although I first made the account back in college.
Mm.
But the time I made it until I started doing more with it, it was just I posted for fun once in a while. Vinyl Benji is still going to be going on. I just don't know how much I'll be able to post or how much I'll be able to make content. I'm still figuring that out, but it's not going anywhere.
I'm glad it's still moving forward because definitely you got quite an eclectic portfolio of vinyls, as I could see visually in the background. And I'm sure there's a plethora of more that I don't even see. It's quite impressive. So
yes, that is correct. There's more.
Keep on going forward with it. It's great content you got there. Any advice that you would give to people that want to get into either the content creator space or value something like an asset that's very memorable to them or that they treasure and they want to collect or they want to be a collector like you? Any recommendations?
Yeah, I'll start with the content creators. You know, I think the thing about Vinyl Benji that made it so successful for me, for starters, is that vinyl music is something I'm incredibly passionate about, something that I love so much. And when you post about something you love, it's fun. And so that's a starter. And also finding a community of other people who love what you love really opens a lot of doors. You know, once I started to get to know other vinyl collectors online, things really started, my account really started growing from there. And I made a lot of wonderful friendships a lot of wonderful friends who I still keep in touch with. And Vinyl Benji has been about 3 years since I really started giving a lot more to it. And so finding a community and posting about what you're really passionate about, what you love, is a really good way to start. As for the vinyl collectors, you know, just listen to some, if you love music, just give it a shot. Buy a record. Start with a cheap turntable. And if you like it, then upgrade to one that's better for your records.
Do you collect some turntables or not yet?
No, I just have one working turntable
now. One. Okay.
I collect records, not turntables.
Yeah, different content creators doing that.
Yeah, there are, and I'll never understand that one. But my turntable actually used to belong to my late uncle. It's one sentimental to me, and it happens to be a very high quality turntable anyway. It works out.
Very cool. Well, any parting words?
I don't know. like I said before, if you want to do content creation, if you want to do connect with people, post what you're passionate about.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, if you're doing this, if you're doing anything, if it stops being fun at all, then is it still worth it? You know?
No, that's great advice. Yeah. Thank you so much, Benji, for being on the podcast. Wishing you good luck on your new role in social media and content creation, and looking forward to seeing more of Vinyl Benji in the works.
Thank you, Forbes. Thank you so much for having me. I had such a wonderful time chatting with you.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Media Industry Guru podcast. Check out the Instagram at Media Industry Guru for all the details on the latest and coolest upcoming episodes that you will hear. Email at mediaindustryguru podcast@gmail.com for any other interviews that you would like to hear, or if you would like to be on the air and give a little promo or talk about yourself or just even chat with me, because you know I'm doing this, I'm invested in this. And tune in weekly, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Tuesdays on the Anchor app, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, Breaker, and many more streaming platforms. Thanks again for all of the support, and peace out, and let's rock and roll.